Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
I don't know whether I should have changed my shoes for this week's MyTunes, tap shoes, or something a little more traditional, because I have in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a fabulous dancer and a dance teacher who can do an awful lot more. Her name is Alice Smith. Alice, welcome to MyTunes.
Hello, Mark.
It's so good to have you here. You did drop in on the morning show only a week or so ago.
I did. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, you see, we're going to have to talk about that as well, because you are sort of getting into radio.
Yes,
as well, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
But I want to talk dancing first. I guess you've been dancing, well, it says here you've been dancing since you were three, so pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I think I've always been dancing, ever since I could walk. So yeah. My mum was a dancer. She was a dance teacher. She had her own dance academy. So it's just all I've ever known, really.
It's in the bones.
It's in the bones.
It's in the muscles. And tell me about the dancing you did as you started getting older.
So ballet was my favourite. I've always done ballet. And then I've done bits of tap, modern, jazz, a bit of everything really, and a bit of hip-hop here and there, contemporary. Anything that I could really try, I would. Ballet, as I say, is my favourite. It's just so stunning to watch and so freeing to do.
But a discipline, the discipline behind ballet, I mean, you must have to put in so much work.
Oh, absolutely. So much work, hours. It was a real devotion growing up. I mean, school took a little bit of a back burner for me because I enjoyed dancing. It was what I wanted to do. So any spare moment wasn't spent doing homework. It was stretching, watching ballets, practicing my pirouettes, getting my point shoes and just practicing every night. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people who I know who have been dancers say, don't look at my feet. Because it does take a toll, doesn't it? But ballet in particular takes a toll on your body and on your feet.
Absolutely. It really does. So don't look at my feet. No.
Well, I wouldn't dream of it. But is that a serious thing?
It is, yeah. Really serious. You have to really have care for your feet and your whole body, really. Physio, sports physio, you've got to get massages. You've got to make sure that you've got the correct shoes for your feet. Make sure that if you need cushioning, toe separators, all sorts of things that come with it.
Well, it's a lot more complicated than I thought. You're teaching ballet, and we'll talk about that later in the week. But going back to when you were really, really busy as a young person, remind me of some of the productions you were in.
Oh, so I did. Oh, my absolute favourites were Cats and Phantom of the Opera. I did those with Taylor Ayn Productions.
Here?
On the Isle of Man, yeah, at the Gaiety Theatre, the beautiful Gaiety Theatre. And yes, I was actually also really lucky to be the dance captain on the Phantom of the Opera. So I spent a lot of time with the choreographer, director, and it was John Cumberledge and Matt James, and I was kind of with them in every rehearsal, making notes, writing down positioning. And honestly, that was just the most amazing experience. And I can't even express how grateful I am to have lived on the Isle of Man and have these opportunities, because you just don't get this anywhere. And it's amazing.
I think to get to perform on the Gaiety stage, I mean, I had done a little bit as an actor, never danced, you wouldn't want to see that. You certainly wouldn't pay money. But it, as you say, it's such a privilege when you go into that wonderful space and you look back at the history of everyone who's performed there and you're having a crack at it. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely amazing. There's nothing like it.
I agree. Today's record, tune, I think this is taking you back to pretty much your first a purchase, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So this was the very first song I begged my parents to buy me when I was 4 years old, and I was obsessed with it. And it really was that first kind of connection I had with music. And it's a stunning song.
Let's have it. It's American Pie, but it's from
Madonna.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how they music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Yesterday on My Tunes with my wonderful guest, the dancer, the dance captain, Alice Smith. We talked about doing productions here on the Isle of Man. But Alice, I want to take you to that time when you decided you needed to get off and go somewhere else and study even more. So that was that roughly how it went?
Basically, yeah. I found that I had done lots of theatre on the Isle of Man, and I loved my dancing. I loved acting and singing, dabbled in singing as well. But I love movies, acting, screen acting, and the difference that there is between theatre acting and screen acting. I just found it so mesmerising. and you could get such a deep connection through screen. So I decided it was time to move to London when I auditioned for the International School of Screen Acting. I found the course which specified in learning acting for the screen. And yes, I auditioned, I got accepted. I was really lucky to have funding and help. And off I went in September 2018.
And that was for how long?
It was a year course.
Okay.
And honestly, it was just an amazing year. It was an intense year, but it was incredible.
Timing could have been better because you got some work, some films, a Bollywood film that we're not going to push you on the title of because it seems to be a little bit, we have to take a run at that. So we'll just park that. But then COVID.
Yes, then COVID. And as you can imagine, living in London around the time when there's no work, especially for a performer, was difficult. And I came home and I was so lucky to get home, actually. But it was a rough time for everyone. And I honestly do feel blessed that I was able to get home and spend it with my family and friends on the island.
So you literally got back in time?
Just got back in time.
Wow.
Just, I think I had a few days.
Is it something that you'll go back to?
Yes, I think it is something I will go back to. I love just learning new things. I get excitement over new projects. And currently I'm in a bit of a back in my theatre time at the moment and dancing. I've done my dance teaching qualifications. So I'm teaching ballet now at the Academy of Dance. And I'm just having a great time. I found a new love of dancing and teaching kids. So that is amazing. And I've also choreographed this year for centre stage production of School of Rock. So that's a new exciting project for me as well. So that's currently what I'm investing my time into. And also I'm trying to get into a little bit of radio, as
well,
we've said.
I know. We're going to talk a lot more about that tomorrow. But for now, I want to get the rock chick out of you because I see Guns N' Roses on the horizon. What's drawn you to this?
Oh, this tune. So music is a massive part of our family. I've been very highly influenced by my mum, my dad, and my older brother. The theatre side was mum. She pushed me into that side and I was influenced that side. But my dad was very into his music, and Guns N' Roses was his favourite, well, it still is his favourite band, I believe. And Jack and I, my brother, just grew up loving this song and arguably the best guitar riff ever.
See? we go? Where do we go? Where do we go now?
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Sweet child,
where do we go now?
Where do we go now?
Where do we go? Where do we go now? Where do we go? Where do we go now? No, 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 no. Sweet child, sweet child of mine.
Yesterday, Guns N' Roses took centre stage. You see what I've done there, Alice?
Oh, I like
you
it.
See what I've done there? Lovely. But today, we're going to talk centre stage, the production that's going to come up later this year of the wonderful, wonderful School of Rock. What a show. I love this show. And you're organising lots and lots of dancing for it.
I am, yes. It's very exciting. Yeah. I also love the show. The music is brilliant. Another Andrew Lloyd Webber. And, of course, the Jack Black film. You yeah. can't not love it, can you?
How easy or difficult was it to get youngsters who could play? Because without that, you haven't got a show.
No, absolutely. They will be playing live as well. This is part of the whole show. But it was an amazing time, actually, on the audition weekend, seeing the talent we have on the Isle of Man at such young ages is incredible. So we have got a solid cast of musicians and everyone in the show actually is just solid, so it is going to be a really good show.
And the dancing coming together?
Yes, it's coming together. We're still, we're only just starting rehearsals, so it's all very new, but it's going to be great.
You know what? I think it's a good opportunity to point out that shows like this take so much planning and so much rehearsing. So when, dear listener, you go and see School of Rock later this year, in fact, not till the autumn, you have to appreciate they have started work long before today, long before March. They started ages ago getting all the planning going. So much hard work goes into getting any production off the ground. But with a big musical and a lot of people, it's a heck of a challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everyone is so dedicated. But we do have amazing people, both behind the scenes and when we get into the theatre. The crew are amazing. There's just the orchestra. There's just so much that brings a show together. And it's like a family. It's amazing.
A show like that, though, you've got to have people who can dance and sing and do it pretty much seamlessly, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's actually, they say the triple threat, singing, dance and acting. And yeah. this one is the quadruple threat, play the musical instrument as well. Yeah. So it's amazing.
And the dates are scheduled for, is it October?
October.
October. Well, it's going to be awesome. Absolutely awesome. Let's go back to your teaching. And you teach ballet. I know you're busy in Ballasalla, probably elsewhere as well. Do you see some youngsters, do you think, that talent, I've got to work extra hard with that? Do you see ones that really shine, or do you just spread yourself around?
Honestly, I do spread myself around to everyone. And anyone who has the enjoyment and wants to do it is a joy to teach. And I love pushing them in the direction they want to go. If they want to improve, then I will try and help them to improve. And I have fallen in love with teaching, I must admit. It's something that I never really thought I would do. But since getting involved in it, I've loved it. There are incredible talents coming through. And sometimes when you do see someone who has a real quality and you think, wow, you just don't know how good you are, you do want to nurture them and get them out there doing it as much as you can.
And having done what you've done and been away and come back, you must have a really good experience to pass on.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I have had the most amazing time. I would love to just share everything that I have learned with all the youth of today or anyone that wants to know, because it's amazing.
Right at the beginning of our My Tunes little adventure, we talked about Phantom of the Opera, and we are going to go to that musical today. This obviously has a place in your heart.
Oh, yeah. It has a really deep place in my heart. It's probably, I'd say, a joint, my favourite musical. But it was performed on the Isle of Man in 2015 with David Artis and Emily Coates playing the leads. And I was the dance captain. And it was honestly the most amazing experience. Gives me goosebumps when I hear the next track that's coming up.
Well, before we play it, I have to tell you, I went twice. I fought for tickets up in the gods to go a second time because that show, that 2015 production, was incredible.
I mean, I was in it, so I can't say I'm biased, but
absolutely incredible. So we'll have it. Let's go back to Michael Crawford, the London production, Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you. seed of sweet music's throne to this kingdom where all must pay homage to music, music. You have come here for one purpose and one alone. Since the moment I first heard you sing, I have needed you with me to serve me, to sing for my music, my music.
She can dance, she can sing, she can teach, and she's going to go on the wireless, on the radio, before too long. We can't tell you when, we don't want to spoil the excitement for you. My My Tunes guest is Alice Smith. Alice, thank you for doing My Tunes, and just tell us again, what drew you to radio?
Oh, well, I am a massive music buff. I just love so many genres of music. It's something that I've grown up with. My dad is a massive music fan. My brother, he actually got all the musical talent. He can play the instruments. He's tried teaching me. I've had a go at the drums. I've had a go at the guitar. I'm not quite as good as him. But yes, music is just something that we've grown up with, and I find music is a therapy in itself. And then as well as that, just the radio is so exciting. I listen to the radio every day and it's just timeless. It's just absolutely timeless. I think it's an exciting place to be. There's so much history to radio back of what it used to be. And then in the future, going forward, what it is now. I just think it's a very exciting time to be involved.
Well, just as you teach people to dance, for many years I've taught people to try and do this malarkey. And one of the things I always tell them is that unlike television, you are part of a person's life, not dominating it. So you can always do something else while you're listening to the radio, and you can always drift in and out of a conversation. You don't have to sit down and fall asleep in front of a screen. A different relationship with the radio audience than you have with the television. And I think the way you're smiling now, people they can hear it. You see, they can hear you're smiling, even though they can't see. If you engage people with that personality you've got, you're going to go do brilliant things on the radio.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you. I hope so.
I'm sure you will. And with that passion for music as well. So, look, okay, here we go. I'm not in charge of any of this. But if you could say, I want to do that show, at that time of day, that sort of show, what would be your perfect show for you?
Ooh, I think I mentioned last time that I really liked the spotlight.
Yes.
That Howard does.
The 6 o'clock bit.
The six o'clock. I really like that. But you know, I actually really loved Ruth on a Sunday. I loved Ruth's show on a Sunday that she does with the 80s. I love 80s. But then, and I know it's not on this, but maybe there's a space for it. I love Elaine Page on a Sunday.
Oh, well, there you are.
So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to have the most annoying laugh on the planet to get that slot. Because honestly, the way that woman laughs is unbelievable. But the show is, I love her show as well.
Yeah.
Before we go to the final choice, what do you think the future's holding? Apart from the radio and apart from teaching, you did hint that you might do a bit more on the film side.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do still have my agent in London, and with the way life kind of went after COVID, self-tapes are a thing, auditioning via Zoom is a thing. So I found that I have been able to stay on the Isle of Man, where I've got my friends, my family, the Gaiety Theatre.
Yeah, wonderful.
Everything that I love about the island, and still audition. So I'm still going to keep my toe in. I'm still going to go across whenever I get time to do workshops, classes, trying to keep getting better. I think learning is something we do forever. I don't think you're ever done with learning. So I'm just going to keep trying to get better at everything.
Well, here's to that. Here's to School of Rock in October. And here's to, we're getting you, Alice Smith, on Manx Radio before very long. Been a great week. Thank you. Final track. Ooh, I'm loving this. What's drawn you to Avril Lavigne?
Oh, so again, Avril Lavigne is just one of my favourites. Growing up, I did the whole punk. When, oh, gosh, I must have been like 9. And I decided I was going to ride a skateboard. That was it. I was going to be on the skateboard. And yes, I even got pink streaks in my hair without my mum knowing, and they went nuts when they found out. I just love Avril Lavigne. So I knew I was going to pick an Avril Lavigne song. And this one is special to me because it was actually in the first ever panto I did as a principal. I played the fairy and I got to fly on a swivel harness. Guy came over. I don't think it's actually been done on the island except for this time. And I got to learn how to do 360 turns.
Whoa.
It was an incredible experience. And just a really, really special time in my life. So this one always reminds me of that show. And the beautiful Georgia Maddox sang this song while I danced an aerial ballet solo to it.
How beautiful. What a memory. What was the panto?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. Thank you. Alice, it's been a great week. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm standing on the bridge, I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's that day. Is anybody here? I know. 'Cause nothing's going right, and everything's a mess, and no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night, trying to
Avril Lavigne and I'm With You, the final choice of my MyTunes guest, who all this week has been the wonderful Alice Smith. Thanks, Alice, and I can't wait to see the brilliant School of Rock. All the dancing, all the singing in October. I'm Mark Tiley. Join me when you can for the morning show right here at Manx Radio. And keep coming back to manxradio.com because there are more podcasts popping up here every day.